4, HKX, mobile.
KX, this is KG4OHU. How do you copy this radio, sir?
You are full quieting into the repeater. I can copy you clear.
Roger, I appreciate the comeback. I normally talk on the Spartanburg repeater with the club members, but I don't know if it's my radio setup, which hasn't changed, but that repeater doesn't seem to be responding, so I just wanted to jump over here and make sure I'm still getting out.
I'm fine, so maybe there's something wrong with the repeater. I never know. I haven't talked on that one. I'm up here in Penrose, North Carolina right now.
Pretty good for that. That's a little bit of a hop there.
On the other side of the repeater, on the other side of Cedar's Head, so I'm not too far away. Just far away from where you're at, not the repeater.
We're near Brevard.
If you're familiar with the area, Penrose is down next to the Henderson-Transylvania County line as you're leaving Brevard.
I thought it sounded familiar. I just couldn't remember how far away it was.
First time I've spoken with you. What was your name? I'm Patrick, by the way.
This is Chris, KG4OHU. I'm from Woodruff. Like I said, I normally talk in the Spartanburg repeater, but I was out hiking in Jones Gap just the other day, and I was using 610 to get home and do some radio checks with my wife.
Well, it's usually a pretty busy repeater. There's somebody on here about all the time.
Yeah, about when I was up there in Jones Gap, and then I realized it was a Shelby Hamfest day, so then I figured out where everybody was and why it was so quiet.
Myself, so I didn't take my radio with me into the Shelby Hamfest, but you couldn't monitor a repeater on a handheld from there, or I couldn't anyway.
Local traffic was pretty quiet, whatever's happening.
What frequency is the Spartanburg repeater?
7315.
47315, correct?
Additive shift 47315, and the tone is 123. Does the 610 repeater have a tone? I've had it programmed for so long, I don't even remember.
I don't think it does.
It shot for you from where you're at, unless you had a pretty high antenna to. Because our repeater is down south of Spartanburg in Croft State Park.
I think I'm going to make that one because where my base is at, I'm back right up to Cedar's Head. So I have to go straight up and over to get to the Cedar's Head 610 repeater.
Mitchell from your house?
Yes, I can get into the Mount Mitchell repeater.
Busy repeater. I don't know that I've ever talked on it, but it seems like there's always traffic on it.
Jumped on it once or twice, but not a whole lot. I usually monitor this one and then have APRS running on the other side of the radio, so that's pretty much what mine's set up to do right now.
You're on a Caesar's Head system?
I'm aware of, because it's like once I cross the state line, I lose APRS.
My next big project is APRS, and I'm probably going to try to set up a digipeater at my house to make sure we're getting in and out good, because we kind of live pretty far out.
Me, where I live, there's very little radio activity up here at all that I know of. I don't know another ham other than I got one cousin. He's a ham operator, but he doesn't use it. So as far as that, I don't know any others in the county.
I don't know what the total member count is or anything like that, but I don't know how much, there's not a whole lot of 2-meter activity in Spartanburg, but the club's pretty active, KG4OHU.
Down in South Carolina just seems to be much more active than the ones up here. The one in Hendersonville does a little bit, but I haven't been able to get together with them because I run a tool route. And I'm in Greenville all day, so I generally try to go to one of those down there that way.
There's been a lot more licenses, but I don't know how many of the new techs and stuff are actually like involved in clubs. But hopefully it can keep going. I certainly enjoy it.
Pick up a little bit wherever you're at now. But yeah, there's a couple of new hams trying to get into the clubs. Me, Daniel, Russell, and Chad, and all that are trying to catch up with everything.
Almost back in Spartanburg County. That's probably why I'm breaking up. But I appreciate the comeback, sir. It was good to talk to you. And I'll try to jump on here more often and see who I can get to know over in Greenville County. This is Chris, KG4-OH273.
It was nice talking to you. This is KO4-HKX, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, and I'm 73, and I'll be clear.
Me and Patrick, I heard when that meeting was going to be, and I'm going to blackball you. N0TR.
That would be KO4-HKX.
And it's basically Chad and Russell, the three musketeers.
Chad, he'll be over there eating your peach pie.
Matter of fact, he sent me home with some pulled pork last night, and oh, was it good that he'd smoked.
Good pulled pork, that would be good right about now.
Eating some club crackers with some four-year-old Wisconsin cheese and some of Bernice's homemade summer sausage, which if you ask ND7J, he'll tell you that it's the best he ever ate.
We're eating pretty much the same thing earlier this week, except for you had ham salad instead of summer sausage.
I'm on the wall for you. You're not old and forgetful like me. You're exactly right. Bernice is over there laughing.
Dad, I can't remember near what I used to.
Remembering that, I about choked on that one. Oh, shoot. Well, I talked to Bob this morning, Steve this morning, Dave, the normal gang. Oh, and Phil was here in W4NGU, which is rare DX. Bernice mowed the back lawn with a Honda push mower this time because she wants to dethatch it with a rake. And, I replaced the hose going out to the chicken pen. And then we cleaned out the watering system for the chickens. And, sitting here, open the mail and looking at the email right now, Patrick. How's your days going today? You making lots of money?
Hey, right now is my office day. I've been running errands, and I went by and seen my stepdad and checked on him, and then went by my mom and brother's gravesite and checked on that, and just been running errands and visiting a little bit.
Well, Patrick, that's something that's hard for us to do, being from Kansas anymore, and that's where our folks are planted at up there. And it's just one of those things that you got to accept when you get older, I guess. Well, we need a few things from Home Depot, and I don't know. I think it's getting too late in the day and I'm too pooped to pop. So I'll finish my coffee off here and my summer sausage and I'll let you go. And nice hearing you this afternoon. That sounded like a nice guy you met from Spartanburg there. I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, nice guy. It was a pleasure meeting him. I never remember his call sign for now. Like I said, there's certain things I can remember and certain things I can't. His gray hair is catching up with
me. Well, everybody, hers turned gray a little after she was, 20, Bernice? And
well, I can understand that. I could see why that would be an issue. As much trouble as you stir up.
Well, it means you're a young'un and you don't have the memory that this 73-year-old has. It was KJ4OHU. And it's too bad it wasn't an M, ohm, but it wasn't an ohm, it was an OHU.
I'm trying to pay attention to the road and the radio at the same time.
Excuse, I'm sitting here eating and drinking coffee. That's multitasking.
You're eating It ought to be second nature to you.
In my life, I'm more miserable by making my wife laugh over here behind me, Patrick. My mouth automatically opens when my elbow bends. But all I had was a bowl of cereal with some peaches on it this morning. And, a cup of coffee? Is that it, Mom? Yeah, that was... Oh, I had a bagel, a half a bagel, with some of her homemade raspberry jelly, which is delicious. And I do need to go out there, and we still got some tomatoes coming on. Can you believe that?
See, the growing season this year going a little long. It ain't had no real cold weather yet. I mean, it was down to mid-50s up here this morning, but that's it.
I didn't hear her, but they said it was quite a bit warmer than that. At the airport, I guess, is where the NWS is at. But I thought, what did they say, 69 degrees? Anyway, sorry, it was 59 on our weather station here. Right now it's 82, 45% humidity. 82 is the heat index. So that heat, humidity's come down some from what it had been. And, I don't know. It's just been a beautiful day outside, but you get out in the sun, it's pretty hot.
Direct sun, it's pretty hot, but it's only 69 degrees here at the house right now.
We're in the Yankee territory where it's cold. Anyways, Patrick, I'll let you go, buddy, and get back to your work there. And have a nice day. 73 and... KJ4HKX. Did I get that right, Patrick? Anyways, this is in 0TR73.
That old mine mixed up mine and Chris's. Mine's KO4HKX. But Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon. It was a pleasure talking to you. And Miss Bernice, all I can say is just get you a bigger club. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Well, you know, I thought of that after I said it, the one in KJ in there. Okay, I stand corrected. That's one. Just for today. See you later, Patrick. In 0TR clear.